Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Vav. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the third line from the bottom of the page, Rabbi Yochanan Azal. Rabbi Yochanan Azal, Midain Koim Rabbi Chia, Baba, Esav Gabi Chad Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan once went to be judged before Rabbi Chia Gadol. Rabbi Chia sat his student with him as a second judge. V'leikain Tani Avu Bonoi HaRav Talmidoi, Shneim Nimin Echad. The Gemara asks a question from a Raifa. If it's a father and a son, or a rabbi and a student, they are counted as only one judge. And the Gemara answers, Neim Echav V'Talmud Hayek Rabbi Elazar L'Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is, he was a student who was also a contemporary, like Rabbi Elazar was with Rabbi Yochanan, so the student could be counted as a second judge. Gezal Din Nafku Min Derav L'Garmei, Min Derebi Ach L'Garmei, Min Derebi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi L'Garmei Hoin. Rav would issue rulings from his basin even when he judged alone. This is also done by Rav Acha, by Rav Yonah, and Rav Yossi in their own Bati Dinim. Taman Taninan Hanaito Schoi Ladun Dinav Betelim. The Mishnah says in Maseches Bechorus, if a person takes payment for judging, his rulings are annulled. Kinim Asnisa Achoshud Letol Schoi Vedan. This Mishnah refers to when he's taking payment specifically for making a ruling rather than for the loss of work that he suffered when he was involved in judging. Chad Barnash Ozam Midoin Koimir Rav Huna. A person once went to be judged before Rav Huna. Rav Huna told him, I'm not going to take payment, but bring me someone who will take my place when picking dates. Rav Huna was shepherding animals, and he had testimony to give about a certain person. The person asked him, come and testify for me. Rav Huna said, pay me for my loss of work. As the Brisa teaches, one can pay a judge for his loss of work, or a witness for his loss of work. Chad Barnash sav lechad koyen asa uvda koyme Rabbi Yitzchak v'arichli chulin savin meima sheyoytzin loy demei trumim etoicham. A person once made a koyen impure and thereby caused him a financial loss because he couldn't eat truma until he purified himself, and to eat regular food is more expensive. The case came before Rabbi Yitzchak, who ruled that the person has to supply the kohen with regular food in the interim, and the students assumed that the person could deduct the value of truma from the food payment. Tanu Rabbi Leza ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer Hamavatzea Choyter Vamavarech Es Hamavatzea However They Come Anayit Lefnei Amokim Shneema Uboitzea Berach Neretz Hashem. The Brisa says Rabbi Leza ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili says a judge who looks to make a compromise is sinning because he awards half the money to the wrong party, and one who blesses such a person for doing so is actually blaspheming against Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, and the robber praises himself that he's blasphemed against Hashem. Ela Yikoyv Adin Esahar, Kesha Asa Moshe, Aval Aroin, Mesim Sholoim, Shneema B'Sholoim, of Mishor Halachiti. Rather, the law pierces the mountain that it has to be always followed, as Moshe did, but Aaron would make peace, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, in Perek Beis, in Pasuk Vav, in peace and fairness he went with me. Tani Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Oimer Ma Tamud Loimer Uboitzea Berach Neretz Hashem. The Brisa says Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov asked, what is the meaning of this pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, and the robber praises himself that he has blasphemed against Hashem? Moshla 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 Lema Adav Adoimer Le'echad Shegonav Sa'achitim Ro'ilicha Le'nachtoim Be'evish Chalosa Ve'echila Levonov Harei Ze Mevorech Ve'enoi Elai Menayetz. It can be compared to a person who stole a sa'ah of wheat, took it to the baker, and he made a blessing and separated challah and fed the rest of the baked dough to his children. His blessing is actually blaspheming against Hashem. Rav Meir Oimer Mal Tamud Loimer Uboitzea Berach Neretz Hashem Eilu Achei Yosef Shneema Ma Betza Ki Naorig Es Acheinu V'Goimer. Rav Meir says, what does this phrase mean? It's referring to Yosef's brothers, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, in Perek Lamed Zayin, in Pasuk Chof Vav, what gain is there if we kill our brother? Rav Shur ben Kacha says it's actually a mitzvah to make a compromise, Shneema, because the Pasuk says in Zechariah, in Perek Vov, in Perek Ches, in Pasuk Tezayin, Emes u'mishpat sholoim, kol mokom shesh emes, ein mishpat sholoim. Yesh sholoim ein mishpat emes. Ve'eze emes shesh boi mishpat sholoim, havi oimer ze bitzua. The Pasuk says truth and judgment of peace. Now, wherever there's truth, there can't be a judgment of peace. And wherever there's judgment of peace, there can't be truth. Donis Adin Zichel Lezakai, Chiev Lechayev, Malalav Kosov Kiilo Osa Stoker, Imazikoi Akila Osa Stoker, Imachayev, Stoker Imazikoi Shehechzeloi Mamoinoi, Imachayev Shehoitzi Gzeloi Mitachas Yodoi. If he merited the innocent and obligated the guilty, the Pasuk considered it as if he's acted kindly both with the innocent and even with the guilty. With the innocent because he returned him that which was rightfully his, and with the guilty because he took a stolen item away from him, which is a merit for him. Amar Yavo, Mishpat, Mishpat Amurim, Bepasha, Emes and Mishpat, Cholim, Shoftim, Shareichem. Rebbe says, as proof to Rav Shimon ben Karcha that it's a mitzvah to compromise, there are two mentionings of the word judgment in the Pasha in Dvorim, in Perek Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, you shall not favor people in judgment, because judgment is to Hashem. And similarly, there are two mentionings of judging in the Pasuk in Zechariah, in Perek Ches, in Pasuk Te Zayin. Truth and judgment of peace you shall judge in your cities. In both these cases, one mention teaches about judging, and one teaches about making a compromise. And the Gemara asks, Rav Zechariah boy, Koime Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Zechariah asked Rabbi Ami the following question, Avdin Uvda Kehain Tanya, do we rule like the Tanna who says that judges should try and compromise, there's a mitzvah? Tani Rav Shimon ben Asya Oimer, Pa'am Shata Rashai Levatseya, Pa'am She'enata Rashai Levatseya. The answer is, we have a brisa of Rav Shimon ben Asya saying, sometimes you may compromise and sometimes you may not compromise. Kate said, and how is that? Shnayim shebo eladayin, ad shelo shama divrayim, o mi sheshama divrayim ve'eni yodeya heichan adin noite, Rashai Loima lehen, tzu'u abitzu. How is this? Because if two people came to a judge before he has heard their statements, or after he's heard them, he does not yet know which way the ruling is going to go, he can ask them to make a compromise. But if he's heard them and he knows which way to rule, he can no longer ask them to make a compromise. Because the Pasuk says in Mishle, in Perek Yud Zayin, in Pasuk Yud Dalad, Poite Mayim Reshith Modoin B'lifnei Nizgala Ariv Nitoish. The Pasuk says the beginning of a quarrel is like letting out water. Before the argument is exposed, abandon it. Means before the argument is exposed, you may abandon it by making a compromise, but after it has been exposed, you may no longer abandon it to make a compromise. But Matanya says even in order to compromise, a judge has to first understand which way the ruling should go.